it be that helping poor countries is simpler than we think? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I saw a headline that Facebook billionaire Dustin Moskowitz just gave $25 million to an organization called Give Directly, which I'd never heard of, so I looked them up, and it's a pretty radical concept. Everybody knows the old adage that if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day, but if you teach him to fish, he eats for a lifetime. But what nobody considers is that assumes there is a place to fish and a way to get there and that nobody else owns the fish and that the guy likes seafood. So Give Directly keeps it simple.
Cash given with no strings attached.
They give cash and let the poor person himself decide whether to buy the fish or the rod. Give Directly is run by Joy Sun, a former aid worker who began to question whether what she was doing as an aid worker was really helping anybody. For example, the idea of giving poor people livestock.
30% of recipients turned around and sold the livestock they'd been given for cash.
So as CEO of Give Directly, she locates the most impoverished people, gives them a cell phone, and just wires $1,000 to them. A one-time gift, no strings. And as for the idea that the money would just be squandered, well, there have been studies on that.
None of these studies found that people spend more on drinking or that people work less.
Which makes sense to me. I remember visiting my daughter when she was in the Peace Corps, and I realized we in America had no clue what people in the third world need. In fact, you go to a mall right after Christmas, you realize we can't even figure out what people in the first world need. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.